There's an endless stream of advice online about how to make friends as an adult. The listicles and blog posts often mention that it's harder for 20-somethings to form meaningful friendships. Making friends can be even harder if you're on the autism spectrum and don't live in a major city. Side Effects Public Media's Isaiah Seibert reports on one group's efforts to build those connections in rural America.
It's pretty quiet in downtown Henderson, a town in western Kentucky. A lot of daytime workers have left, and the streets and sidewalks are mostly clear. That means more room for Jesse Hopgood, Hannah Hall, and Rose Schreiner. Jesse studies a piece of paper he's holding, and the three are off and running.
You have flip-flops on.
I got flip-flops on.
Yeah, you got flip-flops on. That's why you can't run.
The paper has pictures of murals, building facades, things like that. All clues for a scavenger hunt.
It's right here. The six is like around here.
On this warm summer evening, they're competing with a couple other groups, and they're all part of a social group called Team G.
Together, experiencing autism meetup group.
That's Sonia Westerman. It's her brainchild. The group meets once a month just to hang out. They do things most young adults like to do, including bowling and pool parties. Sonia came up with the idea of a social group after watching her own son grow up.
He was going to church, he had his family, he had work group, but there was nothing out there social, and that's what he was really missing.
Social issues are one of the most common symptoms in people on the autism spectrum. They can have trouble developing friendships, even when they really want to, and it can often be hard to talk to people or express feelings. Hannah says that was a problem for her.
It's all you gotta do is just get people to join in and talk to them. Don't be shy, so you won't be afraid. Getting out in the world and stuff like this.
The website meetup.com lists hundreds of groups for adults with autism. But Sonia couldn't find any in her largely rural region of Kentucky. That's until she met Don Wheeler, the founder and director of Experiencing Autism Together. It's a support group for people with autism and their families.
Our younger people that were within the group were growing up, and then we had some older ones that wanted to join, but we have family events and there's a lot of younger kids at those events, and they wanted to mix with people their own age.
The Western Kentucky group started 2 years ago with just five people. Now it's grown to more than a dozen. Jesse was one of the first.
When I first started, I knew that this is something I have in common with everyone, and that this is I know this is something we can get to do together.
He had trouble making friends before he joined the group. Then, other than spending time with his parents, he didn't get out much.
This is putting us together as a big family, and that's what it became.
Rose is one of the newer recruits. She joined after her 21st birthday, and she's still trying to develop friendships.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm getting closer. It's a lot of fun, and I really enjoy doing all these activities and just getting out of the house and being independent.
That's the point, Don says.
Last month, Sonia hosted a party at her house, and one of them, the comment was, "We're being just like those that are our age. We're out on Friday night at a party."
Don and Sonia noticed that the group is getting closer. Members are more talkative, so dinners were added to monthly events, so everyone has more time to hang out. And they're anticipating more growth. Now, the group ranges in age from 21 to 36, but as others join, Sonia thinks it may split up, so everyone is closer in age. And she hopes they'll become lifelong friends.
And so ours may age up together in their 30s and 40s and 50s.
For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Isaiah Seibert.